Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 6th of August. The Japanese equity market is behaving with all the decorum and rationality of someone dancing the hokey-cokey at a family wedding at 2 in the morning. Yesterday's plunge has been met with a rally today. The Nikkei is up over 10%. These wild swings tell us just how little economic fundamentals have to do with what is going on in the financial markets. Our stock of knowledge about the Japanese economy did not change dramatically yesterday, and it did not change dramatically again today. Markets are clearly not reacting to shifts in perceptions of the economic future. The associated swings in the yen are certainly raising questions about possible shifts in carry trades, borrowing in cheap yen to purchase assets outside of Japan. That would be a more rational explanation of the severity of moves in the US financial markets than a single dubious quality set of employment data, or the fact that the US Federal Reserve is undoubtedly prolonging its moderate policy era by refusing to cut rates. The US S&P equity index is now at levels last seen at the start of May, although that, of course, is before any bounce back that may take place in markets today. The wealth effect of this needs to be considered in context. For the overwhelming majority of US households, the home is the most important asset that they own. Equities are an afterthought. Where equities are held, they tend to be held indirectly in pensions and mutual funds. The price movement of equities held in that way tends to be far less visible than holding equity directly, and so specific moves in equity prices are less likely to be noticed. There has been little to no evidence that the second quarter equity rally created a positive wealth effect. The US household savings rate was very stable during the second quarter. It's therefore hard to argue that the unwinding of the second quarter equity moves will create a reverse or negative wealth effect. There's not likely to be much market moving information today, not least because markets don't seem to be paying attention to economic information or economists, and bad things happen when economists are ignored. There are reports of a meeting between the Japanese Bank of Japan, Ministry of Finance, and financial regulator, but what this is supposed to do with the markets bouncing back is perhaps not entirely clear. It's hardly likely that the Bank of Japan will reverse its recent interest rate increase decision. The Bank of Japan may not really have wanted to increase interest rates, certainly. There was a sense of political desire rather than economic motive behind the move, but to reverse might give the impression of panic. Perhaps to emphasise the rather questionable nature of the decision to increase interest rates, Japanese household spending fell more than was expected in June. We do have some consumer data from the UK and Europe. The UK's British Retail Consortium measure of the value of retail sales rose modestly in July. The UK consumer is steady rather than anything especially exciting. Only three economists forecast this number, so there's no consensus to speak of. June real retail sales in the euro area are expected to be more or less flat, and that's not really a market focus. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.